This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
Not too bad, yourself?
Fantastic. What is your name?
George.
George?
Nah, it's Shane.
So, Shane, George, monkey thing. Can you tell?
Not Harry.
So, tell us about yourself.
Oh, I'm about 18, I think. Yeah, 18. But I had to think about that. I finished hairdressing course. I'm studying makeup artistry. I'm going to study photography afterwards. Love my life. Love my partner. Love all my friends. Yeah, that's about it.
What are your interests?
Makeup, definitely. Hairdressing, photography, as I just said before.
Guys.
Hanging around with my mates. Sleeping with my partner. One of the best nights of my life. But yeah, like guys and all that shit.
And all that jazz. Okay, so you're 18? Or 19?
Wish I was older, but yeah.
Why is that?
Because I actually look older.
Are you looking forward to turning 19?
Not really, it's kind of a boring age.
Thought 20 was a boring age, or 40 was a boring age.
Fuck, if I was 40, I'd shoot myself.
Are you literally or jokingly?
Jokingly.
Thank you. So, what gender identity do you go with?
What do you want me to be? Nah, last I checked I was a male anyway.
What culture?
White.
And what sexuality?
Gay.
Okay, when did you realise?
I think I realised when I was about 7, but I wasn't too sure at the time because, like, back then I wasn't really emotionally, like, thinking properly. So it was a bit, hidden behind me, but I fully realised when I was about 13 and only had the guts to really come out when I was about 15.
So when you realised, how did you felt?
I felt like I had to hide it because I lived in a small town, so everybody knew everyone and I didn't really want it getting around.
So where were you originally from?
I was originally born in South Auckland, moved to the North Shore, then I moved up north to Wellsford and lived there for 16 years, from 10 to 16.
Surprisingly, you're still alive from living there.
Oh, fuck, tell me about it. Bloody shithole. Love you, really, Wellsford.
So when you realised, it was a very confusing time.
It was, I had to deal with it, because I was bi, trying to hide that I actually was gay. So came out as bi to see what people were, like how they reacted. And, well, everyone didn't mind until I decided I would actually come out. Once I actually came out, I lost half my friends. My technical girlfriend at the time threw the biggest tanty and made the whole school pretty much hate me, apart from a few selected people.
So when you say a big tanty, was she like screaming, kind of jealous or some sort?
Oh, she was screaming bloody blue murder because I broke up with her because I wanted to date a guy.
So you felt confused when you first came out, right?
Oh, when you first realised. When I first realised, yes.
Yeah. So, what is your coming out story?
To what perspective? To my mates or my family?
Who did you come out first to?
One of my mates.
What was that like?
She technically said she already knew, which is kind of obvious if I think about it now. Well, come on, I used to play with my mum's dresses and makeups when I was 7. But nah, she pretty much knew. Then I told a few of my other mates, and, well, a few of them were, like, iffy, and I lost all my guy mates because they thought I was going to hit on them and want to sleep with them. But nah, none of them were attractive.
That's what happens when you live in Wellsford. And this is why I'm not going to Northland later this year.
Oh, don't blame you. Oh, well, I've got to visit Mum somehow.
So, when you came out... you used to dress into women's clothes when you were 7, right?
Yeah, I just used to do it because, like, it was a lot of fun and, well...
Pretend to be a beauty queen.
I used to be Cinderella. Nah, I just did it because, well, I was going to parties and stuff and I never wanted to be the normal kid there.
So you just wanted to be Cinderella at the ball?
No, I just wanted to be centre of attention.
Oh, okay. As you do.
Of course.
So who else did you come out to at that time?
At that time, just a very select few of mates, and they've supported me completely. But one of them did let it leak, and it went through the school. And, yeah, that's when I started going downhill for a bit.
Mm. Downhill in what way?
I actually became quite suicidal because I couldn't deal with it. And also, later on that year, I was raped. So I did try to take my life. But it's all good. It's over now. I'm happy about myself now.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
Yes. So how did you tell your mother?
I actually ran away from home, and then when I was talking to her through MSN, because I didn't want to see her in person, I actually came out to her when we were fighting, but she just replied, like, yeah, I already knew that. my dad, I technically haven't told him, but I think he knows if I rock up to his house in high heels, tights, a long t-shirt, bright pink hair, and full-face makeup.
That you've done for years.
Yeah, I love my makeup, and I like to look different.
Every single day.
Come on, I like changing my hair colour. What's a hairdresser for?
For cutting hair. So, what is the most extreme reaction have you gotten?
In what way? With what I look like or my sexuality?
Let's start with sexuality first.
Sexuality, the most I've ever gotten would be, oh, you disgusting fag, go blow a cock. And I'm like, okay, prove it, show it, flop it out. So they obviously don't have the bigger balls. I haven't really had any major bad experience about when it for my sexuality. It's just mainly what I look like.
Mm.
For what I look like, because I love my makeup and I love to look feminine, I always get mistaken for a chick. And so people like talking about me and then they go, this girl, blah, 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 blah. And I just say, I'm a guy. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm a guy. And they're like, no, you're not. I was like, pull my pants. Yeah, last time I checked, I was. So, yeah, just because I love my makeup, I like to look feminine. Yeah, that's really the biggest thing I've gotten.
Yeah. I remember earlier on today when we walked out of the bus station that we walked past some school kids, they walked past you, and that guy went...
Oh, I thought he wolf whistled. Oh, no, that's someone else, sorry.
That was another day.
Yeah, too many of those.
Have you been drinking again?
I've only had one.
Two?
Oh, yeah, two, because I finished a body out today, of course, so I decided I'd have a drink.
Yeah. Where was I? I lost myself.
Bus stop boy.
Oh, yeah, bus stop boy. So you get those reactions a lot, don't you?
Not very often, because they normally actually think I'm a chick. Mm. So normally they don't click, so... No, I don't really get them. I just get a lot of stares. My favourite saying is, take a pic, show it last longer, because I know you're going to jack off on it later.
They probably do.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
So, what are the most amusing reactions you've gotten?
Getting mistaken as a drag queen.
On a normal day?
On a normal day. Just because I used to draw my eyebrows on. But, no, apart from that, most outrageous, nothing really, just about people mistaking me for a chick.
Mm. So you go to a course, right?
Yes, I've studied for about, this would be my third year now.
So has your course, school, place thing, were they good with you being out and about?
Yeah, they're really accepting. We've got a few trannies in my academy. We've got gay guys, we've got lesbian chicks, we've got straight guys, straight chicks. So it's a big range of people. So yeah, they're really accepting. They do try to mould you into a certain kind of person, businessy-wise, not sexuality and personality-wise. But yeah, they've given up with me because they can see I'm my own person and I have self-confidence.
Mm. So, did you have any support from any organisations or your friends, blah, 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 for your sexuality?
To start off with, it was just one friend. Then it became a few of my mates, and then my mum, once I told her, and me and her stopped fighting all the time, as children do with their parents, as you would know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, after that, me and my mum have become, like, really close mates, and she's almost knocked someone out just because they said I'm a fucking fag. So, yeah, my mum and me are quite close. Apart from that, I haven't really had any help from organisations. I've kind of brought myself up and taught myself to be proud of who I am.
So, how about Rainbooth?
I went there about 3 times all up, I think. Once I went because I think I was meeting up with my ex just because I hadn't seen them for a while. I thought I'd say hi. Another time was this chick wanted to interview me for studying psychology, so I thought I'd went. Got $10 Westfield voucher out of it, sweet ass. And the other time, I can't remember the other time, but I swear I've been 3 times.
Mm.
They're too childish for me, I find. They just want to keep you together, and yeah, I can understand you want to be keep strong together and all that, but it's also you don't want to be just have that group. I find that you want to branch out a little bit. So yeah, that's what I think about that. But other than that, they're a great group. I do support them, but they're not for me.
Hmm.
Do you feel that one of their groups just ends up sleeping with each other?
I wouldn't really know. I didn't really go to the 18 plus one. So I kind of stayed away from that personally.
So you're currently in the relationship at the moment, right?
Yes, I am, for about 1 year and 3 months now.
So how's that work out?
Oh, I wouldn't complain.
So how did you two meet?
Well, long story is, everyone asks how we meet, then I tell them and they don't want to know. So do you really want to know?
Yes.
Okay, well, me, him, and his ex. I spoke to his ex on Bebo. Well, that's ages ago.
Welcome to when the dinosaurs were roaming the earth.
Pretty much. And I spoke to his ex on Bebo and got his number, and so started talking to him, and he invited me to go to a party with a mate. I was going to go, but they didn't pick me up because of some reason they got lost in town or something. And so I asked if I could stay there for a weekend once. And so me, my partner now, and his ex-partner, current partner at the time, I stayed there, and we ended up having a threesome. And, yeah, my partner and me kept meeting up behind his ex's back for about 1 year. Until his ex broke up with him, and then he asked me out.
Mm.
So that's how me and him met.
What a fascinating beginning of a relationship.
Yeah, didn't even know the dick size in the end.
So, with all your campness, has that affected your relationship?
It has affected some relationships I've had in the past. But my current partner at the time, it hasn't affected me or him. He's openly accepting. He doesn't care if I wear makeup. If I don't wear makeup, 2 sets of eyelashes, full-on lipstick, he doesn't care.
Mm. He probably encourages it a little bit.
Sometimes I'll do it on him because, well, I am studying makeup. And, well, he does like to wear a bit of makeup every now and then. So, yeah, he does encourage it a little bit.
Mm. So how do you meet other people?
I normally meet other people through mates, or through my course. I started going to my course as it was about 2 years ago, because one of my mates went there, and I got to know everyone that was already there. And so once I started, I already knew everyone, and I met a whole bunch of other people as well.
Mm. And what is your definition of virginity?
My definition. Emotionally, I guess. I don't see the difference from cock virginity, bum virginity, mouth virginity. I don't know. I just find it's emotional. Me, personally, because I've been raped, so I don't classify that as taking my virginity.
Mm-hmm.
I find it when I embrace having sex with the person I love, and that technically is breaking my virginity.
Mm. Have you ever reclaimed your virginity?
What do you mean by that?
Saying that you had no sex for a while and say, I'm virgin again or something like that.
I did go and say, have no sex because, well, it hurt like a lot emotionally, so I couldn't have it for a while, but I didn't say I was a virgin.
Mm. Okay, so you've received abusive behaviour or abuse in the past?
Yes, I have.
Could you specify?
I used to date a guy that he was a lovely guy until he started drinking. And my definition, he used to leave heart-shaped bruises on me where people couldn't see. and I learned how to cover them up really well. So, and I used to be able to lie for them. Apart from that, just being raped, total of 3 times, to be honest. But apart from that, that's really the only physical abuse I've had.
How about mental?
Mental, there's a shitload. Whether it's who I've dated, sometimes even some things people say in the street, yeah, it hurts. But I've just learned to pick myself up and be proud of who I am.
So, do you feel in a way that K-Road is slightly dangerous?
Oh, fuck yes. Mm. That's definitely dangerous. There's, no offence, I've got a few mates that do it, but there's hookers. They can be a nasty piece of work. Oh no, I've got a mate as one. But there's also, like, sometimes syringes there. There's straight guys that go past the clubs and cause shit in the gay clubs. Yeah, it can be quite abusive on the street, but normally if you stick with your group of mates, they normally leave you alone.
So, since K-Road is so dangerous, do you think that that's where Gay Central is as well?
Yes and no. During the night, yes, I will agree. Just on K-Road, shitloads of gay guys go there, even lesbian chicks. Because I just want to congregate with each other and have a good time. But the straight people normally are against it and they normally want to create a riot. But other than that, during the day, I don't think it's just K-Road. It's just pretty much anywhere you go.
And anywhere that has a designer store, any hairdresser, well, any Seville's, I should say.
Any Seville's.
Or Cotton On.
Oh, yeah, cut above.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you for the interview. Do you have any comments?
Just to whoever is going to listen to this, no matter what people say or do to you, just believe in yourself, and if you believe in yourself, you can go far.
Thank you for the interview.
All goods.
Thank you, George, Shane, person, thing.
Bye.